No, the thing is, and maybe we need to, oh yeah, you start first. Yeah, shut up, Eric.
Welcome, everyone. This is Glenda Dawson. I have Eric Husbands here and the Council of Nine with us. Thank you for watching and thank you for coming through this journey with us. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hi.
I'm Council fine. Of
yep.
Nine.
Yep. Together.
Together. Yes. So you were saying?
I don't know anymore.
We're too tired. We're silly tired. That's
yeah.
What it is.
Yes, I'm a little bit doing, but that's okay. What was I saying? Well, but probably doesn't matter. Okay, next.
So does the council want me to go anywhere in particular, or do they want me to see anything in particular?
You have three questions.
I have three questions. Okay. Okay. One, what was it at 3:00 this morning that the Council of Nine wanted me to see? Because I was really tired and I just
okay.
Don't remember.
Of course, Eric has no clue.
Right.
Okay, then you remembered one specific thing. One shot. Tell me about that shot you remember.
All I remember is seeing in a room a big blue crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the room, it was just kind of dark. So it was hard to see anything else. But that's all. I mean, that crystal was glowing.
Yeah. Okay. So that means we are continuing where we left off, I think. It's the blue ray. And then back to Eric. I'm not sure why I need to go there. I just do it again. Eric or I, Eric, that misunderstood the blue ray in general. We, humanity, are always fighting with duality. And I think in one of our meetings, I think with Aspen, but I'm not sure that you were there. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. There was mentioned the blue ray being duality.
Mm-hmm.
And we come from oneness, we go to duality, and we go back to duality. We are trying now to rectify that in Eric's brain and also in Glenda's brain and humanity's brain, meaning if you try to go with me, because I'm tearing it out of Eric's brain. When you have the three first rays, do you remember those?
Yes.
Okay, go there. So you have the blue one,
mm-hmm.
the pink one, and the yellow one.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand, and that's a little bit new for Eric, that those three blue, the three rays, the three first rays, work as one.
Okay.
Meaning you have, if correct, you have the will of God, you have love, and you have wisdom, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So referring to the blue ray, which is duality, is that we humans, I'm talking through the perspective of Eric here, are mm-hmm. trying to overcome duality.
Okay.
And that's a wrong perspective.
Okay.
Meaning duality is not a standalone a matrix, so to speak.
Okay.
So you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the three in one, the Trinity. Mm-hmm. So here is the same thing that mm-hmm. happens, wisdom, love, mm-hmm. and God's will work as one. So there is no real duality.
Okay.
Okay, we'll leave it that because Eric has to work on that, but maybe for another time. When you go now to the Blu-ray, mm-hmm. it's also, and then, okay, there we are. There is a being that will come forward who will explain from his perspective what duality really means within the Trinity. And maybe it will be difficult. It doesn't matter. We will try to go there. You have now, if you feel that coming in and take your time, that you're taking over by, let's call it a very big and huge energy. Take your time first. And the subject is, and he can start wherever he wants to start, and I will help you, that duality is not here to annoy us.
Duality is not here to annoy us. Duality is here to help us,
yes.
to show us that there is different ways of doing things. There's always the left and the right. It needs to be balanced. That is why duality exists. It is not in the same way that humans see it or think of it. It is beyond that. It is when we learn how to balance ourselves, how to allow the feminine and the masculine to be together, that is duality as well. Divine beings, divine thinking, the right side of the brain for a human and the left side of the brain for a human, they work together. Everything is in balance. That is what the true meaning of duality is. As my perspective.
Yeah, thank you. I got a download too in the meantime, and we can have that conversation. You said that duality is the basic system to create or to allow
mm-hmm.
all possibilities.
Yes.
But the allowing itself is pure oneness.
Yes.
And that is the extra input Eric would like to hear.
Yes. The oneness that's in all of us is made up of the divine, feminine, divine, masculine, the right and the left. We are all one within and without. Even in the within and without, we are one.
Okay. This is a conversation. What Eric gets now also is that allowing is divine feminine, creating allowing,
yes.
creating, and that's the jump creating oneness through duality.
Exactly.
So there is no possibility for separation. That is an impossible principle.
And as soon as it is understood, that's how fast we will realize we are all just one and part of one.
And as a liberation, allowing all possibilities means total freedom, which seems to be duality, but total freedom is oneness.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, thank you. I will call you Divine Feminine because that's the closest I get. Do you want to say out of the box something?
The Trinity, number three, is the oneness as well. Because without the in and the out, we could not have the three. The divine feminine, divine masculine, just the divine. Divine Mother, who helped create. Divine Father, who helped create. And then the Divine Child, who carried that creation through.
And if correct, Glenda, and not Glenda 1, Glenda 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are asking to integrate, feel, co-create, experience what she is experiencing now in silent mode, and she can report on it, but there is a message for her. Okay, I will shut up, and when you're back, you're back.
I am back.
Okay. You don't have to tell anything, but for me, it was kind of pure creation energy.
Yes. Pure creation energy is its highest.
Yeah. Okay. Break already now. Go first to your zero point, to your duality point, to balance. Okay.
Yes.
Then don't spoil any time.
Now they like to work. They know I like to work fast. I understand that if I don't put my effort and work at it, I'm not going to get what the answers I'm looking for. So, that felt chilling all up and down my back.
Okay. For the record, mm-hmm. as Eric feels it, you have never been so energetic as today.
Mm-hmm.
expanded mode. So concerning, and take your time, concerning question 2 and 3, expand wherever you want to expand. It's an ideal you time. You can go anywhere you want now. Go as deep or as high as you want. I will catch you and I will keep the space.
Going up.
Okay. Ooh. Never been that far up in dimension yet. Okay.
I like the colors. Okay.
Okay, as a preparation for the viewers, for me, it's a kaleidoscope of colors. And it's beyond heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever you want to do there. Not too many words. Take it in. It's pure energy. Report me afterwards. For the viewers, and continue. We are in angelic dimensions.
What I can say is that I'm getting goosebumps all over the place, feeling very deep angelic energy. We are high up, like in the seraphim level. And I'm feeling my hands pulsating. And I'm getting the answers. And I will have, they have assigned a seraphim, particular seraphim for me to work with.
Yes. I get the number seraphim 47.
Yes.
Is assigned to you for the next 30 years.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, he was one of the ones that pushed me back every single time that I died.
Yeah.
So it wasn't my time to move on.
Let's say you met before.
Yes.
On a different scale.
Oh, yeah. On a very different scale. And he is now... Well, Angel yeah. is now becoming part of me. Yeah. So he's integrating. For all intents and purposes, I keep saying he, but mm-hmm. it's integrating. And it's definitely, I'm feeling my energies ramp up. I'm even feeling the healing energy that I help as a being as a conduit, the center of it, it is getting energized. It's like the battery is getting plugged in to get more energy.
Okay. For the record and for the viewers, the battery will charge slowly from now to about 3 months before full charge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it's really intense, even slowly. Okay. Now, for some reason, I'm being pulled to the left.
Okay, that's question number three already, but again, take your time. And you need your angel to go there.
Mm-hmm. He's coming. So visually, it's like clouds, for example. It's the best way I can explain it. But it's not clouds, but it's cloud. And you see a beautiful sunrise at the very edge. That's so visually people can understand how pretty this place is. Because it's very hard to explain where I'm at right now. But it's that type of beauty. Beginning, rejuvenation, creation.
Okay, for the viewers, you are touched by God.
Like, wow. Not that I'm sad, I'm just wow.
We get it.
And now I feel the hand of God touching my head, like right here. Which is not the hand, but so to speak. And that energy is just going through my whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Every layer of body, mm-hmm. Mental, emotional, physical, energetic, spiritual. It's amazing.
I will say it because it might get, how do you call it? Can't find the word. Okay, forget it. You are my child.
Yep.
Okay, there is a purpose here, so it will come. I will count down, and on one, you're there. Then, nine, eight, seven, six, five, three, two, one.
He just gave me the task or the full view of my path here. The full view of my past. Like the council I said last week, take no shit.
Okay, before you speak any further, this is the Trinity. There is no duality. That's the lesson for today. There is no past. Merge it with the Trinity. You may shake like hell. You're still in the Trinity. You're still with God.
Yep, I feel the trembling inside. The energy is beautiful.
Focus on the bluish feel.
Unexplainable beauty.
That's okay. That's why you had your past. And again, we will not talk about it. You didn't want to leave that spot.
Mm-hmm. Who would?
Yeah.
Thing is, I've been here quite often for many, many, many thousands of years.
Yep.
And at this very moment, I'm hearing since the beginning.
Yep. And if the angels would be able to sing, they are singing.
Hear it.
I hear them. Okay. And now, but be careful. Stay in the Trinity and bring it home here. But stay in the Trinity and go to the Trinity. Here is everywhere and here. That's the lesson you get today.
That's what I was missing.
Here is everywhere.
Feel that emptiness anymore. I'm more than full, overflowing. I'm anchoring it down.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
For the record, this is it for today. But if you want to be here and we have a chat for a half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, just don't lose the energy. It's far too beautiful.
Oh, now that energy is with me now. I'm not going to lose it again. No storing that back. I just promised myself.
Yep. And for the record, you never lost it.
That's what I needed to be reminded of.
That's, yep.
Oh, so much clarity. A lot of stuff making sense now. Okay. Anchored.
Mm-hmm.
It's within me, it's around me. This is good. Wow. Okay, thank you, Eric.
No problem. Again, thank we you. Have only 30 minutes gone. Or we stop here, or you want to chat, or you want to just sit there, whatever, up to you.
I'm fine. sure, we could chat. This yeah. energy still.
Yeah, the slight training is that you chat, and in the back of your mind, the energy stays there, so it gets integrated in your system.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you want to talk about, the weather or the dogs next door.
oh, Lord. One thing I can talk about, they did tell me I have to go bigger, whatever that means. So it's interesting that they say that, because normally, you know, they would just say, my guides would say, well, you know, do this or go in this direction or that direction. All I kept getting is bigger and bigger. Humanity needs you bigger and bigger. So what I'm getting from that is to put my light on even brighter, so those that need to find the healing, those that need to find what they're truly looking for, can be lit with the light, can find it. It's like the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Where the ships go by and they don't know where land is, and but they see the lighthouse, they know that land is right there.
We can do some pinpointing, meaning I can make you go to some spaces, spots, but then you need pen and paper to write it down.
Okay.
And just because you're so open, we can go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why not use the opportunity?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. For the record, it goes on forever. Meaning every spot is a possibility.
Uh-huh.
And when you say, oh, Eric, we have already 20 spots, please stop, I got enough. That's the decision, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first, spot 47. That's your angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
He's telling you something? Or the beginning of a download?
Yeah, it's beginning of a download.
Okay. So write down a word or a title, and that will be the download. It will come. And tell me when you're ready, and then we move on and move on and move on forever and ever.
Okay. Ready.
June the 20th and the 21st.
Oof. Okay. Those are two big days.
Okay, again, report. You don't. I propose you don't tell us anything. It's perfect for you.
Okay.
If you're very enthusiastic, you can do it. But it's your bucket list.
Okay. Go ahead. Ready.
Okay. This is a strange one. It's in the past, 2016, but it's very obvious. You wanted to do something and it's back. Long time no see.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Ready.
There is one particular person, and he's a non-human, I think, and he's on Mars, and he's waving, and he says, I got a letter for you.
It's a love letter.
Yeah, it's a love letter, yeah. I don't know from whom. It's not from Mars. It's coming from, it's just a middleman.
Mars is like the post office.
Yeah. Let's call it like that. Yeah. The general is the post office of our solar system.
Yeah.
Okay. Funny.
Okay. Ready.
Andromedan spaceship. In the near future, room 47 again. There is a meeting in the near future on that ship.
Yes, been there before.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, next there. One.
Yep.
The man in black is there again. He has a present for you. Now he has a present. He has been upgrading a lot. I don't know where he got the energy suddenly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He has your grandchild on his hand, so that the one of 1 year, I think that's the one, and she has also, okay, maybe it's the same, so you have to translate it, because I don't know that specific in American. Uh-huh. She flex something? No, with a flag, so meaning like the American like, flag, yeah.
Okay.
But it's a verb. She flags something.
Okay.
And you know it very well.
I got it, yep.
Yeah, okay. Okay, three more, and then we stop or we don't stop. Up to you. Orange.
Orange.
Very funny. It's kind of joke, inner joke.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to be a fly now. Again, what the fuck was that all mean? Okay.
It has to do with the love letter.
Okay. It's good. Then we have the combination yellow lemon. And maybe tea. But you have to broaden your perspective. It's symbolic.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then the last one, a very big T, very huge T, the letter T, which is linked to the first one, the last one. In my perspective, but then again, I only see what I need to see. That is, I can't match everything. I think it's the beginning of a name or something. But again, for you, most obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a car attached to that.
Car?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I have no clue what that means. And your daughter is there, and but that's open for that's that there where there you can talk about. So I hope you have a daughter, because
yes, I do. I do have a daughter, and I do have a granddaughter. So
okay, so
direct lineage, yes.
Yeah, it's something there. It's the direct lineage. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there you can talk about, and then we're done.
Yes. The car and the tea was a kind of like how can I say this? A code word that the women in the family used to say. Look at the tea, or look at the car, look at tea. Or something to that effect in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And it would signal that the people around you were not really as honest as they are supposed to be, or they they said they were.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
the story, that's your story, but you need to tell the people and the viewers something about that, because it seems to be relevant as a closure for today's session.
Right.
I don't know what, up to you again.
Well, what I'm hearing to say is that pay attention, that unfortunately those, just the wording doesn't mean anything, to pay attention what people actually do. And sometimes they may say things and it doesn't agree with you. Don't take it personal. Watch what they do, because sometimes it just could be a moment of they are stressed or they are in a bad place and they say things that they do not mean. So start to forgive. Realize when it is time to forgive, because sometimes people do love you. Sometimes people do care about you. And they're showing it with the way they treat you, but sometimes the way they say things, especially if it's a child or a close sibling, you may be the only person that they trust enough that they can let go of what they have to say. And sometimes their delivery is not great, but don't take it personal. Just try to help them. And forgive and let it go, because in reality, that's going to bring you down. It's going to do nothing to them, but it's going to bring you down. Okay. So once you let it go, you will be freer, lighter.
Okay, and that makes the circle again, that Trinity that is, and that's what I hear, what you, in my translation of Eric, that when loved ones come to you and start using bad language,
mm-hmm.
most of the time, they don't mean it. What they really mean is the message behind that.
Right.
They want to reach out and they want to tell you that they were hurt, that they want to be loved, and they want to go to find literally the back, they want to find back the way to their heart. And that is the surely for members of your family,
mm-hmm.
when they approach you in a bad way, focus on what the heart is expressing.
Exactly. Exactly. Beautiful. And I think with that, it's the best way we can finish.
Yes.
So thank you, Council of Nine. Thank you, Eric. Namaste. Thank you to everyone else who continues to be here with us. Have a blessed day. As always, loving all of you.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you.
Bye.